Ascendant Films, White Hot Productions. Sharing a lift with a young woman, a chef in whites and an apron, drinks from a white plastic bottle.
Got 60 sat already, and I need to turn these tables over, so we're looking at 120 covers tonight. So I need you and your lot to pull your finger out and work hard, but not loud, because last night they were really noisy. You could hear them on the other side of the restaurant. And chef, it's your name above the door. Customers are coming for your food and they want to talk to you sometimes, and I can't find you. Couldn't find you the other
day. Well, if I'm not in the kitchen, I'll be in the back room.
Why are you
in
there when it's busy? You should be there.
The rotors out,
you should be in there when it's... When it's busy, you should be in there and you should be available.
I'm always in the kitchen.
No one complains about the food that we've done.
No one complains about the food. Who's complained about the food? No one complains about the food. You're talking shit.
Yeah.
You need a favour? Keep lining up my last one, please.
All right, then. Yeah.
How long?
2 minutes.
Okay. Thanks, boss. Right, where are we? What's happening?
Where are we? We're fucking smashing it, pal. Table 17, 2 mackerel, 4 mallard. Table 4, 1 lamb, 2 mallard. Table 10, 2 mallard, they're almost done. Table 5, 1 mallard, 1 lamb. Help us with the lamb, please, if you wouldn't mind, sir. Thank you very much.
Problem,
so tell me, what's that bitch mouthing on about?
Oh, it's bullshit, isn't it? It's not, and she hasn't got a clue. She thinks she's Paris Hilton.
Well, she ain't fucking Paris Hilton, is she? She might have a box like Paris Hilton, but that's where it fucking ends.
She's moaning about a noise in the kitchen.
The noise in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Does she not know what we're creating?
Exactly.
Fucking pieces of artwork here. You know what I mean? Me and you, bossing it.
She wants us to keep turning the tables over.
But it's too fucking busy then, isn't it?
Exactly.
Stupid bitch.
Chef.
Yep.
Do you mind tasting that for me, seeing if it's okay?
Well, get me a spoon then, yeah.
I fucking don't know that one.
No, he's all right, lad. You couldn't boil an egg when I had you, could you?
I've got your missus boiling my egg for me.
Chef.
Go ahead, lad.
The head chef dips a teaspoon into a small plastic cup of salad dressing and tastes it.
No, it's all right. It needs more acidity. Vinegar, more vinegar.
OK, yeah.
Look, lads, start getting the balance, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the seasoning. Come on, learn to use your fucking palate.
All about the balance, lad. All about the balance.
Yeah.
Sorry, how long on table 5?
How long? Is it not fucking ready? It's not ready yet, is it?
No.
You ready when I fucking tell you? Thank you. Give me 20 seconds. You're almost done on that, yeah?
Yeah, nearly there.
OK, service on that.
5.
What the fuck is that there? What the fuck is that there?
Sorry.
The waitress wipes the plate clean.
Twice as a text. Come on. Nice place, like your fucking face. Come on. Is that good to go?
Yep, send that out.
There we go. Service there.
Thank you.
There we go, sweetheart. Thank you. Nice.
All good. Yep.
Oi! Fucking perverts. Eyes on the fucking work. Back to it.
Yes, sir.
Fucking Joseph Critzel here.
Right, we need the mackerel. Where's the mackerel?
Mackerel there. Obviously,
what are you doing there? Hey, don't I mean it? Start looking at you hacking away at it. What's that? What kind of standard's that? Look at the state of that. Never send that out of my kitchen. What fucking knife have you got? What knife is that?
Bone knife.
A bone knife. What do you need for fish? Hey, what do you need?
Sorry.
What knife
fillet,
is that?
Fillet knife.
A fillet knife. Thank you. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes. Okay, now what's going on? Where's your own knives?
I left them at home.
Left them at home.
Sorry, I've just got some stuff going on at home.
Well, you got stuff going on? Yeah, we've all got stuff going on, lad. Every single one of us, everyone in this kitchen's got stuff going on. You know what I mean? As soon as you walk through that door, you leave that outside. Do you understand?
Sorry, chef.
Leave it outside. I've got no time for this. There's 20 kids out there that could do your job. Yeah?
Sorry. Yes, chef.
Yeah?
Yes, chef.
Fucking switch on, will you?
Yes, chef.
And look at the state of that. Stay to your station. Sort your shit out.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
We're getting our people up,
fucking
good,
ridiculous.
Chef, don't worry about it.
Right, what's happening?
What's happening?
I'm going to have 5 minutes.
You sure? Yeah,
just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, no bother.
Who?
I don't know.
What for?
I don't know. They didn't say. Please, just, I need you to go, because James asked you to go over there. Please.
I haven't got time for this. Do you know what I mean?
Can I tell you?
I'm trying to run a fucking kitchen here.
Yo,
right.
Chef, apron. I got this, by the way. Just,
okay.
You know, easy. Right, let's keep it going. Keep the momentum up, lads. Come on.
The head chef wipes his face and sniffs before stepping out through the kitchen door and into the restaurant, which is decorated with festive lights. He greets customers as he weaves his way through the tables.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, right, love. You okay? Yeah? Nice to see you. All right, mate. You okay? Yeah? You good? Yeah, nice one. Hello, James.
Hi, Chef.
You okay, mate?
How are you? I'm
fine, good.
Thank you.
Enjoying the food?
Good. Yeah, lovely.
Thank you very much. All right, see you in a bit, yeah?
Nice to see you.
You too. See you in a bit. Thanks a lot.
He approaches the front of house manager.
These are my friends. They've got a question about the menu.
Is this ale, mate? I was wondering what the crack is with this menu. It's like dunking cherries or something.
Well, it's Mallard. It's a locally sourced game. We're going for a kind of bespoke seasonal menu, do you know what I mean? All local produce.
Right, so...
Trying to create the atmosphere, really.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I mean Doug's talking it. We just want something normal. We want something doing burgers or something.
Yeah,
burger.
Can I have a
burger.
Veggie burger, please?
Yeah.
Can I get one without the bun?
Right, so two burgers, one veggie, one without the bun.
Easy.
Sure, let me see what I can do.
Okay. Excuse me. We've been waiting about 40 minutes for our meal.
40?
40 minutes. Didn't we order 40 minutes ago? Bacteria, they came in after us and they've got theirs.
Okay, all right. Right.
And we ordered a bottle of mayo as well. Next
time. All right, love that. You can have that on me. I'll look into it. Andrea, can you get these, get their drinks on me, please? Comp them on me.
Let's go.
He goes back into the kitchen.
What's happening with table 10?
Table 10?
Yeah.
About eight or so minutes away.
No, she reckons she's been waiting 40 minutes out there.
Well, she hasn't been that long, mate. It's about 20.
Well, it can't be 20 minutes, can it? You said 40.
Well, there's...
Not out yet, and you need to make some burgers.
Burgers?
Yeah, we need some burgers.
Burgers for Jane's mate?
Yeah, exactly. James... Oh, one veggie burger.
One fucking burger. He's telling him to go to fucking Burger King. Because Jane is the biggest fucking whopper I know.
Look, do me a favour, lad. Just make the fucking burgers. Yeah? Do me a favour, just make the burgers.
All right, mate. Okay.
Right, I had a drink there. Have you moved the drink off there?
No.
Have you seen a drink there?
I haven't.
No, hang on, wait, whoa. Everyone, wait a minute. I left a bottle on there, a white bottle, and it's been moved. Anyone seen it?
No, chef.
No one's seen a white bottle?
No, chef.
All right, keep your eyes open, yeah? Keep your eyes open for a white bottle. Yeah?
Yes, chef.
Sorry, lad.
Don't worry about it.
Chef, table 10 is still waiting for the meal.
You taking a piss?
Right, just
answer me something. Who resides at this fucking table 10? Who's that important? The Prime Minister? Is that number 10? Is that fucking Theresa May out there?
No, Chef.
The dish will be ready when it's fucking ready.
Henry, do me a favour, lad. Do me a favour. Take them to table 10. Tell them that's a pre-main on me.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, thank you very much.
Chef, they're for table 17.
I've just done that. All right, well, look, you can crack on. You're doing a great job now. You've got a clean service. You get over there, work it out between you and sort it out. Come on,
any more mackerel, lad?
Yes.
Table 10 is waiting on their order.
I've just given him a pre-main to take out. Have a little look, Andrea, love. What's going on in here?
Yeah.
What's going on in here, love?
It's
busy in here, isn't it?
Sorry.
So you do me a favour, Angel. You go out there and do what you do. Fucking smile and keep them customers happy.
Taking a pan out of an oven.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You taking the fucking piss?
No.
Let your man out.
Ain't fucking funny, you stupid prick. Hey. Number one, you're a prick. You're a daft prick. Number two, get in there, get 5 fucking mallard out, get him back in that oven sharpish. That butter's behind my 10 fucking minutes now, you dick.
Yes,
chef.
All right, that's, don't worry, I'll help you out.
The burger's on my table.
Okay, yeah, everybody just give me...
The head chef bins the burnt mallard.
Table 17, get the full mallard. How long, please? Estimates. How long?
6 minutes.
Okay, table 4. One mallard, how long? How long?
20 minutes.
Okay, that leaves approximately 20 minutes for your sirloin burgers. For your stupid fucking friends, there is the receipt. Thank you.
Chef, I want a word over here.
Shut that out.
Okay, let's get back to work proper. Come on, focus now. There's me.
Firstly, that was embarrassing. You embarrassed me because you were rude and we've spoken about it. And second of all, that is not acceptable.
Well, he's doing
not
his
being
job.
Spoken to like
he's
that in my house.
We're working in this kitchen.
Rude.
Fuck off, daddy's girl.
Turning away from the door, the head chef spots his white bottle next to a water cooler in the washing station. He runs over, grabs the bottle and takes a drink. After a sharp intake of breath, he takes another swig from the bottle. The chef arrives to find a plate smashed on the floor and a young black woman tidying up the mess.
What's going on?
The head chef looks down at Noddy's shoes, then chuckles.
What's wrong with us, eh?
Stop! Clean it up, fucking Red Hot Chili shoes. Get it cleaned up now. Get it cleaned up, you're all right.
It's all right, Lisa,
don't panic.
You do another panic otter and I'll do one of these.
She's doing okay, yeah?
She's doing brilliantly. It's fine, it's fine.
You okay?
Sweetheart, look at me. It's fine. Just plate this one up now. Okay, you good?
Yes, yes.
Nice and calm and just plate this next one up now. Let's do it again.
Keep going. Chef! Sorry, mate. Do us a favour. Can you help us with that lamp?
Yeah,
sure. Help us, please.
Sure.
Thank
you.
Okay. Right, where's the plate? Maria, I need a lamp plate, love. What's going on here? Hey, look at this. This is fucking terrible.
Oh, hang on, sorry, but Jake is late and I...
All right, but look, we need to keep turning them over, yeah? Get your washer back on, get them turning over. Tommy, come and help Maria, lad. Come and help Maria, son, come on. Come and help Maria. Tommy, do that.
When Tommy chucks his rubber glove on the floor, the head chef signals for it to be binned.
Chef, come test us. Yes, Pam.
Come to me. Tommy's good. This is sauce for my lad. It's good. Tommy is good.
I'll bring it back with a bit of stock.
Bit of stock?
Yep, Monte with a bit of butter.
Monte?
Monte with a bit of butter.
What is Monte?
Whiskey.
Visk?
Whiskey.
This is fucking whiskey.
This is fucking
whiskey. Fucking whiskey.
Fucking
whiskey.
Fucking
whiskey.
Fucking
racist, you, mate.
Sorry,
you can't help it.
Back to work. Whoa. Hey, you, soft ass. What time do you call this?
I missed the bus.
You missed the bus. Yeah? Yeah, you look like you fucking slept on the bus. Look at that. Look at it here working away. Look at all this mess. Have a look at this mess. Look. See it? Hey? See it? Come on, son. We're a fucking team here. Be a team player. Crack on. You lazy little shit. Right, and I'm docking you 2 hours' wages. Chef Norton, 2 hours' wages. Get done.
2 fucking hours docked for a fucking getting a ride all night. He's hardly fucking lazy, mate. Ooh. Keep it up all fucking night, that kid.
Chef, have you got a second, please? Chef.
Yes.
I was wondering about that works due on Tuesday, if I can still...
Well, we're not having a works due.
No, it's her works due, innit? The wife's... I remember I told you, and if I could take a few hours back on Tuesday.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Cheers, Chef. Thank you.
Come here. You fucking ball bag. What's going on here now? What's everyone doing?
Working.
What are we all doing?
Everyone's
what? Sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Everyone's working.
Everyone's what?
Working.
And you want a bit of time off? Yeah? What time of year is it? Hey. What time of year is it?
Christmas.
And that's our fucking busiest time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it like out there?
It's busy.
It's busy. It's fucking packed. We're fucking snowed under in here and you want a bit of time off? Whoa, everyone, just stop what you're doing a minute. Little fucking Dorothy Gobshite here wants a bit of time off. Yeah? We'd all love a bit of time off, wouldn't we? I would you?
Yes, Chef,
would you? Yes, Chef. You would, wouldn't you, love?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah, you would love it. You would as well. We'd all love a bit of time off, but we can't have the time off. What did I tell you at the beginning?
That this is all that matters,
What did I tell you about his job right at the beginning?
This is all that matters.
This is all that matters.
But the overtime.
You've got I don't give a fuck about the overtime. We're snowed under. I need you to fucking smarten yourself up, lad. I'll tell you what, go ahead. Get your stuff off your station and fuck off.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
It's fucking Christmas next week. What do you mean? Chef, please, come on. I need this job, please. Chef, look, I was only asking. I've not fucking seen him in ages.
I haven't seen my kids.
The head chef glares at Noddy through clenched teeth.
Just fucking get out of my sight and crack on, and I'll tell you what, just play the fucking game, will you? Yeah?
Yes, Chef, sorry.
Noddy walks away. Then the head chef goes back to the pass. The sous chef stands quietly beside him while he works.
Yeah, mate, I've finished that.
Yeah, would you, lad?
Yeah. Look at me.
I'm all right.
After a sympathetic pat on the back from his sous chef, the head chef walks away from the pass and out through a back door into a narrow corridor. He drops, then picks up his bottle as he strides along. He turns a corner, then walks along a darkened passage and into a dimly lit back office. He takes a seat behind a desk and puts his bottle on the table. Picking up the bottle, he unscrews the lid. He drinks the remaining drops from the bottle, then wipes his mouth. He puts the plastic bottle back down, then opens one of the desk drawers and takes out a glass bottle of vodka, which is almost empty. He takes off the lid, then empties the vodka into his white plastic water bottle. His face clammy with sweat, he puts the empty vodka bottle back in the drawer, then brings out a full one. Taking off the lid, he pours more vodka into the water bottle until it's full. He replaces the lid on the bottle of vodka and puts it back in the drawer, which he closes. Looking drained, his mouth hangs open as he screws the cap back onto the white plastic bottle. He reaches across the desk and turns on a fan, then he slides the drawer open and takes something else out. His face is drawn and his brows glistening with sweat as he hastily prepares something on the desk. He glances over to his right while he rolls up a small piece of paper. Leaning down, he snorts a thick line of cocaine. He rubs some cocaine on his gums before putting it back in the desk and shutting the drawer. His hand shakes as he picks up the white bottle and takes a swig. He puts the bottle down and wipes his nose before rising unsteadily from his chair. He sways a little as he steps away from the desk. Taking the bottle with him, he pulls the door open and walks out of the office. He turns the corner and makes his way back along the corridor. When he reaches the closed kitchen door, he stops and waits outside. Standing outside the door with his head down, he puts the bottle to his lips and takes another long drink. His face is flushed as he wipes his tired, puffy eyes. Sniffing, he lifts his head and looks up for a moment. Then he pushes the door open and steps through it. Through a small glass window in the door, the head chef coughs as he stumbles slowly and unsteadily into the kitchen with the bottle clutched in his hand. He stops for a moment before suddenly losing his balance and falling to the floor, knocking over a tray of food in the process. The sous chef and another member of staff rush to his aid, while others look on with concern. The head chef's shoes fall off as he starts having a seizure.
I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna dance, I'm gonna give another chance to all the things I never did, I'll do again. I'm gonna run, I'm gonna fly, I'm going straight up to the sky, and all the things I could not see, I'll see again. In dreams I walk beside of you, hope and pray you see, to force your hand, come fly with me. May all that I plan sing, I'm gonna dance, I'm gonna give another chance to all the things I never did, I'll do again. To catch a glimpse of all your flair, your perfect lips, your subtle stare, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, I'm unprepared. In dreams I walk beside of you, and hope and pray you see to force your dance, I'm gonna give another chance to all the things I never did, I'll do again.